Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Happy 420, guys.
Yeah, I'm so
high.
No, I'm not. But I don't know. Yeah, happy 420.
You never know. You never know. The Nickies are on right now. Looking pretty good, I guess.
Yeah, do you think they could stop a three-pointer? Jesus.
Well, that last one was crazy. I mean, it was just like bounced around a little bit, you know? But
the thing is, these are the games they have to win. They have to win these. They got to close these ones out if they're going to be the four seed or five seed. It's going to be, I don't want to be stuck in a playing game fighting for our lives and then having to meet like the Nets or, you know, Philly in the first round.
Well, four or five. So wait, that's the sweet numbers.
This play-in game, it's one and done. That's it. One game.
Well, the higher seed, if they win, I think they play again.
Okay. So if you're the seven seed, you play again if you lose that first game?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, because you would think that better the seed. Seven and eight, they have to have some type of advantage over the nine and ten.
Yeah.
A little bit.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. But the Knicks, they need to be in that four or five. Six or higher, you know, they're going to play one of those big three teams and probably get knocked out first round. But four or five, you know, they're probably playing any of the Hornets, Hawks, or I guess Heat. Who else?
Miami.
Oh, yeah. Celtics. There's a bunch of teams. So, and they got the Hornets right now. They got the Hawks tomorrow night. For those listening, we're recording on Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Did you guys have tacos? Or Mexican?
What did I have? No, I had chicken. I had Italian.
Damn. Yeah. We're pretty religious about the Taco Tuesday, so. Yeah.
Normally I do. I just didn't happen today. I'll make up for it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
I believe you. So, Knicks are on a 6-game winning streak. The last win was just
New Orleans. Alley-oop.
Yes, sir. Is Nerlens is like he's like our Camby, you know?
He's been great.
He's like a Camby type. Yeah. Like a running gunner type. Embarrassing fools at the rim.
I kind of wish we got him for more than 1 year now because he's going to want to get paid after this year.
He's deserving, I think. He's legit, man. You know how many people he's blocked at the rim, you know, this season? It's unbelievable. Like, it's crazy. And they're just sick. Like, just embarrassing fools. But I love him. I'd pay him. What do you think he's worth?
Probably like 10 a year. 8 to 10 million a year. I think that's fair.
I think that's very fair. Juice, what do you think?
Somewhere in that range. He might demand more. He's playing really well.
Yeah.
I mean, Mitchell Robinson is definitely a lot better, but we haven't missed a beat since Mitch went down with Nerlens. This is the best version of Nerlens Noel that the NBA has seen. This is the guy that I thought was coming out when he came out of Kentucky, when he had the high flat top, and this is what I envisioned, and it's finally happening. It took him a couple of years, but I mean, 10 million, he might. Yeah, I think that is fair. He definitely might ask for more. He might get 12.
But
he also turned down, I think, like 60 or 70 million from Dallas a couple of years ago.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah, then he got hurt. But they stopped playing him or something.
I mean, he's proving right now to be like a starting set, like the starting center. I mean,
the problem with Mitch is he still doesn't know how to play basketball, right? So in the short minutes that if you watch a healthy Mitchell Robinson, he is better than Nerlens. But then two or three dumb fouls and he's out of the game. So you can never stay on the court.
Right.
But Nerlens really impressed me. And yeah, I agree with you, Tone. He's a starting center. He's our version of a Camby.
Yeah,
you know,
he's Camby. I love it. Yeah, it's been fun to watch.
He might be the Salvation Army Tyson Chandler, the Dollar Tree Tyson Chandler, if you will.
I'll take it. I mean, Tyson Chandler. What do you have? Did he really only one good season? Right, the 2013. He won Defensive Player of the Year.
I think one and a half, and then I think his mom died, and he was flying across the country.
Yeah,
like,
Dolan got him a plane.
I think after that he kind of, I'm not blaming him. I think he was going through a lot, but his productivity kind of.
He was really good on Dallas.
He was really good. Yeah, he won a title.
They don't talk about how important he was to that championship team, but
yeah, and he did win a Defensive Player of the Year with the Knicks. So
correct.
Yeah. So Nerlens, you know, he'd have to match up to that. But I'm loving what I'm seeing, and just overall the Knicks. I mean, Julius Randle has he catapulted up to like top 15? Is that asking for too much? Top 20?
Julius.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. What is that from? The whole Julius thing?
I don't know.
Oh, you made that up?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is what I do. This is my gift to society.
I legit thought that was like a jingle. Like that's a real song.
Too bad you have a broken phone, but we can't get more of them.
Yeah. Oh man.
But yeah, I mean, and RJ, I mean, he's having a great season. He's not even drinking age yet. So sky's the limit for that kid. Getting great contributions from Rose, Burks, Bullock. Quickly, he kind of fell off a little bit, but he's playing well tonight. I think he has like 17. So
yeah, he's had great tonight. He's a rookie. He's going to have ups and downs, but nah, man, he has it. He has that it factor.
Yeah.
He's going to be Nick for a long time.
But, you know, it's interesting. You're asked if Julius is top 15. I mean, he's certainly playing like it. You know, ever since Sunday, the podcasts, you know, around the league have all been asked the question, is he all NBA? I mean, he's not going to get it, but he's playing that way.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that third team? Do they still do a third team? Yeah, they still do, right? A third team All NBA?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he has potential for that. I'm still like, I'll never not be amazed at how good. I mean, he's probably going to win most improved player. I mean, he has to. That would be amazing to get that award. And Tibbs, coach of the year candidate, right? He's got to be up there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. We have a lot of season left. We gotta really see how the records pan out. But I was really thinking about it, and how could you not give it to Monty Williams for the Phoenix Suns?
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
But you're right. You know, of course, you know, I want Tibbs to get it. But
right.
A number one seed Phoenix Suns team. Last year, they went 8-0 in the bubble and didn't even make the playoffs. So now,
they got a
little bit of a chip on their shoulder.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Are they going to be allowing more fans at the Garden soon?
Yes.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
20% or 25%.
25%.
25?
Yeah, 25. Oh, wow. So that's what's 25% of 19,000?
Around like, 5,000.
Yeah, around 5,000. Wow. I mean, it's already loud. It's already loud with the 2,000 right now. So double that up.
Yeah.
This just sucks. It can't be like full capacity or some shit. But
who knows?
Baby
steps. Maybe they'll even up it if they win their first round, and then I'm sure Cuomo can he's feeling pressure from all over. He'll be open to. Whatever the people want at this point,
a few more accusations. And what's taking so long in those investigations anyway? Like, I don't understand what takes so long with the nursing home thing and the accusers. Like, nothing's happening, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it takes, I don't know. I don't even know who's investigating, so I don't even
know. Tish James.
Oh, the AG?
Yeah.
Ooh. We need Chuck. We need Chuck to
Chucky?
Get on it.
Chucky
Chuck Rhodes.
Chuck Rhodes. No, Chuck Rhodes.
Oh, Chuck Rhodes. Like, wait.
Billions, baby.
What,
is that up? Coming back anytime
yeah,
soon?
Yeah, I was just it about better. To ask.
It better, because there's so many storylines they can run with. Like, it's insane.
They only had 7 episodes, right? When they stopped?
It was like, think about it. They have, like that. They have all that. That like GameStop craziness that went on, Dogecoin.
Yep.
Then they have, Cuomo. So
they stopped filming, right, because of the pandemic. So we got through 7, but what was that? Was that season 4 or 5? That was 4.
I was going to say 5.
I thought that was season 4, and they were going to film 2 in a row, like finish up whatever season and then film an additional season. And I think that's what they're doing right now.
Yeah, okay. It was season 5. Yeah, but they have to. It was only 7. So.
So then they're finishing up 5 and doing 6, but I think they were filming right now. But unfortunately, it was that sad news that Damian Luce's wife passed away.
I saw that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. 2 days ago. What she happened? Was sick. She had cancer.
Yeah, cancer. Awesome. Yeah, he put out a statement.
52 years old. Really sad.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's awful.
And she was an actress. She was at. I never saw the show, but she was in Peaky Blinders and a lot of other things too.
I bet if I've seen her, I probably can recognize her. Damn.
Too young.
Speaking of Showtime shows, Juice. I know you probably don't watch Shameless, but I caught the end, Paul, and. COVID, spoiler alert, COVID killed Frank. Really? Really, guys? That's how we're killing Frank off? I mean, I know he had, like, he had the dementia and, you know, the alcoholism, but, like, really, they had to sneak COVID in there? Like, oh, died of COVID.
It was very, very underwhelming, the finale.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish Fiona, Fiona came back.
It's been underwhelming for the past couple seasons now, so.
Is it just lazy writing? I mean, after, you know, you can only produce so many good seasons, dude, right? And after a while, it just gets stale.
Showtime always does this. They go way too far with this. With every show, it goes way too long, like way longer than it should. So, I mean, once Fiona left, they should have done maybe, they should have just ended it, but. I was pissed. They couldn't get her for like the last episode. I know she was mentioned, but like, so much shit's happening, and she's just like still not around. Like, that's it. So
yeah,
kind of whack.
One show that wasn't long enough, Game of Thrones, and I'm bringing that up because Paul is just starting to watch it. Nice.
Yeah, man. I finally made the plunge. I clicked on that play button, and I'm up to episode 9. Within 2 days. Yeah, so
the first few seasons, you'll see it's really good, but every season is about 10 episodes. Always episode 9 and 10, they stick the hooks in your back.
Oh, it's
in
fucking your hurts. Yeah. They really build.
So, that's why I was telling you, just text me when something crazy happens, because I wanted to hear about where you're at and what's happening.
Every season, it shit goes down, for sure. Great show. I'll go back and watch it eventually again.
It's so graphic.
Oh, gory. The most graphic. Yeah, the most. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, crazy.
Yeah, they take it there, for sure.
But I have to figure out all the characters. There's so much, like, moving parts with it. I'm like, I get confused a lot of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can't watch the show when you're tired, because you need to pay attention to the names and really what... The actual Game of Thrones, like what's happening?
This is the problem, because I've been like watching, like sometimes at work, like in the background, and I think I shouldn't do that because I'm not paying attention, like totally.
Definitely not. I do that. I've been doing that with The Wire. I've been rewatching The Wire, and I have it in the background, like while I'm working. But I've seen the series before. I don't need to like pay that much attention. I mean, it's been a while,
right?
But
I feel like Game of Thrones, it's got to be like dark, you know, you're in the, you know, you're comfortable, you're just focusing on it.
Oh, yeah, it's like movie shit. Like every episode's like a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's like an epic. Subtitles. That's my tip. I watch everything with subtitles now.
I have that on, for Game of Thrones. Yeah.
I love it. I can't go back now.
Yeah, it's weird, right? How you get accustomed to it and you're like, you know what? I need it now.
Yeah. Yeah. Back to the Knicks. What So, yeah, I mean, this is a big home stretch, and then they got a West Coast trip. So I think there's only like 15 games left, right? Regular season, 14?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not long at all.
Yeah, so this is like a serious run coming up, and hopefully they can get that fourth or fifth seed. One playoff series, that's just like bonkers.
I'm really proud of this team. I mean, Vegas had us at, what, 22, over under 22 wins?
Yeah.
And to be where we're at and see. And the exciting thing is you're seeing players really develop and getting better. And never in a million years, I know we talk about this every podcast, did I see Julius doing this. Emmanuel quickly looks like a good rookie. The only thing I'm a little worried about is finding minutes for Obi, but he's also a rookie. He's going to have a training camp under him, or right. Maybe he becomes a trade piece. But the players are playing good. They're playing better. They're improving. They're developing.
Yep.
RJ Barrett looks like he's going to be a star.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so, they get along. They get along great, it seems like.
Yeah, the team chemistry is really good.
Yeah.
And I know, listen, they're probably, if they have to play Brooklyn, well, who knows Brooklyn's injuries, but if they have to play Brooklyn, if they have to play Milwaukee, if they have to play Philly, those teams will probably beat us, but we're going to give those teams hell.
Yeah.
We're going to steal a game or two, and they're not going to, it's not going to be an easy series for anybody.
No. You know what I think has helped too? The fact that there wasn't fans here in the beginning. So when they're like, when they were meshing together as a team, there wasn't as much pressure on them to, you know, really to win. You know what I mean? Like hearing the noise from the crowd, you know, like heckling or anything like that. I think they played with a lot less pressure while they were building the team. So now when the fans are coming back, they're already like comfortable with each other. They mesh and it's a perfect combination.
Yeah. Things seem to be going too well right now. I'm kind of scared. You know, something's lurking around the corner that's going to be typical next. But, you know, just stay hopeful and
Dolan. What is Dolan up to?
Yeah,
no, about him.
We'll see what this run is like.
Dolan's keeping his promise. He's staying away, but he's got to get some kind of credit, and Leon Rose too. They deserve. The front office is doing their thing. You know, so.
Yeah.
Kudos to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Should we talk about the NFL draft next week? Finally
here? Of course.
Here? We can do a little bit tonight. We can do a lot next week. Whatever you want, baby.
Yeah.
It's NFL draft time.
Well, we're back in 2 weeks, so we'll obviously recap the draft on the next pod we do. But, Juice, like, you know, I know we were texting earlier and you said, you know, you haven't really been following the coverage, but if you had to pick one player that you hope the Giants draft that you'll just be, you know, elated over, who would that fellow be?
So, I'll clarify. I've been following it a little bit, but David Gettleman never picks the guys that I want, and I always have three guys that I'm like, this is a no-brainer. Slam dunk, you got to go get this guy. It's never happened. I'm always throwing a tantrum after the draft. But the one guy I really love, who I really believe will be a game changer for the Giants, maybe not next year, but in 2 years, Waddle, wide receiver, Alabama. He could be our Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
From Bama? Yeah. He's a beast.
Why wasn't he talked about, like, I feel like Bama, like, they always hype up one guy. And then there's always a guy like right behind them that's like actually better. Like, I'm so confused.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I think
so many guys
that like Devontae Smith is small, right? He's what, 5, very skinny. Isn't Waddle pretty
skinny?
Isn't Waddle pretty small too?
So Waddle is very small, but he has the frame where he could fill out a little bit and he could be a Tyreek Hill type.
Yeah.
His speed, though, is what separates him from the rest of this draft class. He's the
I'm looking at it. He's 5'10", 180, so he's not, like, big at all.
But he's a Tyreek Hill type, yeah.
Devontae is skinnier, and I don't know, some of the skepticism from scouts is saying that they don't know if he could fill it out. But there have been plenty of skinny, scrawny wide receivers that have killed it in the NFL too.
He kind of reminds me of like a more explosive AJ Green.
or Marvin like
AJ
Harris.
Green never, AJ Green never put on weight. And but the, also the thing with him though, he was always hurt. So maybe that's an issue. So
or like, what about Marvin Harrison? He's got like a body like that. That guy was wasn't he pretty?
He kind of reminds me of him. Yeah, reminds me of him too.
Yeah,
just amazing route runner, and he just knows how to get open.
Yeah, what's he gonna go? Because he's probably gonna go later, right? Is he being projected top 10?
No,
he'll go first.
He's like top 15.
Top 15.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we're talking about pass catchers, it sounds like every team is just overwhelmingly enthralled with Kyle Pitts.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll probably go to Atlanta at 4. And I think
is that the tight end?
Which is, yes, yeah. Tight end
and four. And I think Bengals will get Jamar Chase from LSU, so it's Burrow and Chase at Cincinnati.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that'd be pretty serious.
But you know,
it's gonna be a lot of trades. There's gonna be a ton of trades. I think like there's gonna be big trades. I think the Patriots are gonna try and trade up for a quarterback.
For Mac. Mac Jones, yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely gonna try and get somebody.
Yeah, because he sounds like he's gonna go high now.
Yeah, seems top like 10.
Yeah,
And now we're in what, less than 2 weeks till the NFL draft. So now some crazy rumors are starting to come out. I heard one today that the Giants are willing to trade down, which Gettleman has never done. So I don't believe that. You know, in 8 drafts that he's run, he's never traded down. He's always, if anything, he's traded up. The other thing I heard was the Carolina Panthers are now interested in trading down and collecting assets. And I don't know if that's because now they have Sam Darnold and they're confident that they're going to make it work.
Probably. Because who's their backup? Because don't they have a back? Who's their backup? Is it still
Teddy?
Teddy's a starter, but isn't oh man, I'm drawing a blank on his name. The West Virginia quarterback. He used to have long hair.
Greer.
Yes, Will Greer. I love Will Greer. He's the man.
So he's there. Okay, so he's there too. So yeah, that's gonna be interesting. I forgot about Bridgewater. I thought something happened to him. I don't know.
Poor Teddy. He's always got Sam kicking him out of the starting spot.
Yeah, seriously. I just realized that. Yeah, and then the Jets, you know, they're gonna get their, you know, 12-year-old looking guy, Zach Wilson. He the baby face, my God.
But he's the consensus number 2 guy after Lawrence. And I remember, you know, if I hear anything negative, it's always some kind of made up story or fabricated thing about how his teammates might be on more of an attitude. But I don't know. I don't really believe any of that stuff.
Right.
And they, you know, the Jets, they'll vet that stuff out. And I know Paul mentioned, you know, oh, I'm really nervous. Like, what if he's not good? But at this point, the Jets just need to take shots with these picks that are so high and, you know, keep going for it. You know, maybe there's a chance he is a stud.
Yeah, this is the mountain wants his guy, and he's going to get him. And, we'll see. And then they got the late first-round pick, which hopefully they take, like, a playmaker of some sort.
23, right?
Yeah, 23. Yeah.
So who will be backup for the Jets, or who's starting until they throw the rookie in, or you know, who's the vet?
Who did they get? They
got Hoyer, or they're gonna get Hoyer.
They got no. I thought they got someone else. It was like really Hoyer. Random. Hoyer, it is.
Well,
Hoyer.
You know.
I don't think they got him yet, but they're going to.
Yeah, it's good. They definitely need a vet. Whether that player, I don't care if the player starts the season or not. Maybe, you know, I'm fine with Wilson starting right away. But just someone that this guy can talk to and, you know, practice with and kind of go through things. Because when things go bad, you know, he's going to need that support.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, he's going number 2.
Man, you know, RJ's cooking.
He cooking. but no, like obviously, you know, a guy that goes number 2 and that, you know, pretty much you're, you know, going all in on, you know, hopefully he can start, you know, I hate the whole, like, you know, just wanting to, you know, because deep down it's almost like you want the, like if Hoyer started, you want him to kind of fail, and you don't want, like, why do you want to root for that, you know?
Yeah. It's not, you're right.
So, yeah, I wouldn't like that. I don't like that shit. But anything else in the? I mean, Jets have what, 13 total picks? Giants have how many picks? 10?
10?
Less. Oh. I think we only have 6 picks.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
It? Oh, shit.
Yeah. There's not that many.
Damn. Yeah.
Which is all right. I mean, they made a pretty expensive splash in free agency. So hopefully you get some playmakers on defense. Maybe you get one piece on the offensive line. I would love for them to get one more wide receiver, get Waddle in the first round and then figure it out. But, you know, we're going to have to find out if Daniel Jones is for real or not.
Yeah, this is it. I think this is it. This is the season.
This is the year, make or break for him.
Yeah, he's going to get the help. And I don't believe these rumors that the Giants are going to trade down, because when you really logically think about it, they've been so bad every year. You need all the help and the top talent you can get.
Right.
You're not trading down. If anything, you go up and get somebody.
Right.
For sure. So I'm looking at the Jets.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Oh, go ahead.
The guy that I really would love, but he's going to go way ahead of the Giants, and this guy keeps tumbling because all, you know, the quarterbacks, and you're talking about Pitts and Chase.
Sewell.
Yes. Get me that guy.
Beast. Yeah, I had a feeling you were going to say him.
Generational lineman, sat out last year at Oregon due to the pandemic and all that. But if you can get that guy, you got a cornerstone piece for, you know, 10 years, hopefully, 10,
yeah,
12
solid.
Years.
Yeah. Yeah, you got, you know, Jets with Becton, you know. I saw Jeff Fan with a Becton jersey the other day. So I feel like he's one of those guys. He'll be with the team for a long, long time. You know,
hopefully
health willing. So, yeah. What else?
How do we think Trevor Lawrence is gonna? What's he gonna be like?
Geez.
Pro Bowler from the get go, kind of eh. Shows flashes during the year, or just like, I mean, like I don't know about him.
I think still. I think Urban Meyer is the real deal when it comes to coaching. You know,
yeah.
I think Lawrence, Trevor. I think he's in good hands. So
Trevor,
Furio's son.
Furio, oh my God, yeah.
Furio and Carmella's son, secret son.
That's amazing.
And what is the guy? Who's the guy from Shrek? Farquhar.
Oh, Lord Farquhar. Yeah.
Yeah, he's Farquhar.
I'm immemorial. I see him having a similar year to Peyton Manning's rookie year, where he'll throw a lot of touchdowns, but he'll throw a ton of picks too. Just trying to figure it out. But everyone will see the talents there. He's going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, bunch of
keepers. It's a good draft. I think there's a lot of good players in this draft.
Well, there's four like stud QBs who could step in and start right away. You know. Types.
A ton of good wide receivers. Probably the best tight end prospect in a long time. Offensive lineman.
And also, we have a chance to be excited about players that we get in the later rounds too, because we don't really know.
That's what I'm most excited for.
Pandemic year, and a year where not everybody played, and it was weird, and non fans, and there might be some players that go in the later rounds that are really, really good.
Oh, for sure.
You know who's not really, really good? Kevin Knox. I just saw that nasty air ball he had shooting a three.
Sometimes he has like he'll shoot the ball, like, damn, he's got like the nicest stroke on the team. And then sometimes I'm just like, he's a knucklehead. Yeah. I don't know. I can't read that boy. But he's still young too, isn't he? Still only 20? Is he drinking age yet?
He's very young.
You know? So I don't want to rag too.
I'm sure they're not gonna bring him back, right?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I mean, he's a Kentucky guy. Maybe he's just gotta sit at the end of the bench and marinate for
yeah
some more time. But I don't know, man.
Maybe.
And what about Frank? What do you do with Frank Ntilikina?
I mean, Frank, I love him to death, but I don't have much use for him anymore. I mean, you know, he's been shooting the ball better, but he's still so passive. He's not aggressive at all. And defense, I mean, he gets called for a lot of fouls. I don't know, man. I'm just male model. That's what I keep saying.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, every time I watched him this year, I was like, he looks pretty good. And then he has this one game where he plays like 20 minutes.
No points.
Literally has no stats, nothing.
Yeah.
Like, five fouls. And then I'm just like, damn, bro. Like, you blew it. Like, you were doing so well, then you just blew it.
I know.
Because when you're fighting for a rotation spot like that, you can't have, like, a clunker of a game like that. You have to be able to, like, pretty much force your coach to play you, and he can never get over that hump, ever.
Right.
Or he'd always get nicked up. Like, it was always some lingering injury all the time. All the time.
The groin,
if, yeah.
If anyone is getting anything out of Frank Ntilikina, it would have been this coaching staff. This is,
of course.
This is your developmental team right here.
Yeah.
Yep.
But the shot has been better. He just doesn't shoot it. He's you know, so passive. But I don't know. Again, he has a few good games here and there, and then, you know, that's kind of it. But, guys, something I wanted to talk about was this, like, whole gambling hotspot thing that we were kind of tweeting
about.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, yes. How crazy is that? The
the Starbucks?
What I'm referring to. Yeah, what is that all about? A Starbucks?
Well, give the listeners a premise of what you're talking about.
Yeah, so it came out the other day that a Starbucks in somewhere in Jersey was, I guess, I forget the tweet exactly, but it was bringing in more bets or more betting money than Vegas or some shit, or this area of Jersey or some shit like that. I gotta look back at the tweet, but
it's basically where people are going to place their bets,
right?
You know, on the apps, meaning they live in an area where they can't place bets, so they drive to an area where the location is approved by, you know, the gambling bodies and the government, and they go and do this. And I've done this. I know Paul has done this.
Paul, yeah,
we, you know. We have
families. What are you talking about?
MGM Montvale.
This is fake news, bro.
I have literally sat at my parents' house in New York and wanted to put some bets in, couldn't. So I said, all right, now's a good time to go get gas. So boom. I go get gas from Jersey, and while I'm filling up, you know, have a parlay day.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
And well, it's about time that New York legalized it, because, A, even if you're not betting, you should hope for it, because it's bringing in money for the state. So,
but
I mean, it's about time they got with the times, because it was a joke that it wasn't legalized.
Right.
Years ago.
Now, are they talking about the sports book that's at the Meadowlands? And there's a Starbucks in there? Is that what the joke was?
No,
of the tweet?
It's in Fort Lee. I'm reading the article now. It says the one at Linwood Plaza. We get suspicious person calls on the place all the time.
What the fuck?
Those suspicious people are actually New Yorkers with too much time and too much money. They are flocking to Fort Lee every single day with so much gambling. Is it the first exit in Jersey? This is where they go to, like, just sit there and make bets.
What they do is they cross the DW, and once they get into the Jersey territory, they're able to make the bets. And I know a guy, I had heard about a guy, I don't know if he was at the hospital where I work, but he was a big, like, biker, and he would take his bicycle and ride around New York City, but when he wanted to place a bet, he would ride it over GW, place the bet, and then ride right back.
yeah wow, so more people are doing this than I thought. Like, I knew like people did it, but like, damn, you're not paying any tolls to go to Jersey. That's the luxury of living in Rockland.
If there was like a big sporting event on, like I was getting gas, I'd be like, oh, okay,
yeah,
if I had money in the account, I'd do it. But yeah, this is, people are doing this routinely.
Wow.
All the time.
That's
so, because that's great. I live very, I'm pretty much on the river, when I sit in my apartment, it tells me that it can't verify my location.
Oh, wow.
So I can't place bets. I can't place, even though I live in New Jersey, I can't place bets in my own apartment. And it's not because it says that I'm in New York, because if I go to work, if I'm in New York and I just log on to the site, it tells me you're in a state that it's illegal. You need to go to the next, these listed states, right? So it recognizes I'm in New York. But when I'm in my apartment, all it says is we cannot verify where you are. So I don't know if it's because I'm too close to the water and, you know, the water is obviously near Manhattan. I don't know.
That's weird. You have me check your...
Wow. You need to go, up the hill.
Wi-Fi?
So I'm a little bit of a degenerate, and I needed to make some bets the morning of the Masters. And the Masters, I think they tee off at, I think they were teeing off early, like 8 a.m. or something like that.
Yeah.
I woke up super early and just walked up the hill.
Up the hill.
Like trying to get away from the water. And I was able to put my Masters bets in. Took all
amazing.
My golfers.
That's amazing. It's so funny how that works.
That's pretty so degenerate. But
that's so funny.
Make sure you have the Wi-Fi on. I know if you don't have the Wi-Fi on, they won't. That's weird.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's coming to New York. Coming to New York.
Yeah, they're hoping to have it all running by football season. I'm sure they will. They're not going to miss out on that money.
By football season. Wow.
Yep.
Okay, but it would go right into place, because even with like the marijuana thing, it's like oh, it's going to take 2 years to blah blah blah. And
no,
I don't know.
No, I think now is what they're trying to figure out what apps will be allowed, if even apps right. are allowed. It's going to be a whole bunch of different.
My
things,
God,
so.
the amount of money this is gonna. I mean, gambling is just like, you know.
Yeah.
What's the number?
It's always been around. It's just now it's organized and it's becoming legal. That's the only thing. And now it's a taxable thing. But
yep.
It's not like we've created something new. I think gambling has always been around, and it's just, you know, now it's allowed.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The mob can't like this. The mafia can't like this, right?
No, I mean they deal with a lot of people who are they're betting on credit. You know what I mean? You can't go to a casino and say, "Hey, give me $50,000 credit, and I want to bet on the game." So that's how they'll get their money still. But yeah, I'm sure they'll figure it out. I'm sure.
Oh sure, yeah.
They get better lines. A lot of people realize that their lines that these apps give are not as good as some lines that like the organized crime will give. They're going right. to end up giving a lot more odds and better odds to
right.
draw
and
people in.
There's also, I've noticed in the sports book, there's certain things that you just can't bet on that you could bet on in other places, these like makeshift bookies, or
correct.
Even if you went to Atlantic City or Vegas. So there's always going to be a, you know, place for whatever bet you want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I wonder with marijuana though, will the weed guy still be around? You know, that's going to be probably. I got to think so. There'll still be.
Yeah.
There'll
right?
still be
I
black
mean,
market.
I wonder how much they'll, like, you know, like you've been to dispensaries, I'm sure, like, or yeah. you know, people in California or wherever, like, what are the prices like considered to on the street and the quality?
I mean, the quality is amazing. And obviously,
yeah.
it's like, you know, it's decked out and like, you know, actually like legit packaging from like real suppliers. And sometimes it's more expensive, you know, it depends, I guess, on the strain and whatnot. But that's what I like about it being legalized is because most of like if you get it from just like a guy, you know, oh, what kind of shit is this? Oh, I don't know. Is this sativa or indica hybrid? Oh, I don't know. It's like I want to know what I'm smoking, you know. That's what I like about that, but yeah, we'll see what the prices and stuff, and sometimes it's a pain in the ass to, you know, get it on the black market, you know, it's a hassle, so whatever.
Right. So just, this is pretty much going to be like drinking, like you can't just drink on the middle of the street walking down. Is that going to be like smoking? But like,
probably.
I don't see a cop, I don't see a cop really bothering
right.
Right. People.
Especially if you're like, I feel like if you're like in a park. You know, it's probably not going to be a big deal. If you're in like a, I don't know, if you're in like a crowded street, you know, with families and stuff, it might be frowned upon, you know, still. but
yeah, I think that's also going to create arguments with people. Say like, yeah, like a family's out and there's this guy like 10 feet away just ripping a huge blunt. The guy's going to be like, you know, really? Can you have some respect?
Right.
And then it's going to be like, what do you mean? It's legal. I can do whatever the hell I want.
That's true.
You know, so.
That's
well,
true.
I envision it being more like Amsterdam, right? There's going to be certain areas where you're permitted to do it. And then certain areas where you can't, you're not allowed to. It's like designated and they can kick you out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's great though. I mean, everywhere you go and I'm in the city, you just smell it. It's all over. I'm
well,
like,
that
smells great.
That's been like that though for like,
it's been like that for a while.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Cause I've walked down the street and done, you know, like it's been like that for a while, but no, what is cool is like, there's going to be like bars for it and clubs.
Yeah,
you know, it's going to be a major industry. What will suck is if, you know, the big tobacco comes in and ends up like owning the whole shit and kicking the little guy out, you know, that would suck.
Yeah,
but if that's left out and, you know, people can make some money and makes it easier to get stuff and, you know, it also just makes it look, you know, because weed is very functional, man. Like, it's not just like people don't just do it to get high. They do it, you know, for different yeah. medicinal purposes. So like, I feel like an organ, like an actual store that can educate you, you know, I think it's needed. So yeah, cool. Let's go.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. Bring it on. Anything else, guys? Anything you guys want to get off your chest?
Well, today was a big day with the
oh, the
how do you pronounce that guy's name?
Derek Chauvin. I think it's Chauvin.
Chauvin.
I know. I've had to be so, Chauvin. Yeah, guilty. You know, I think everyone was expecting that, but you never know.
In this you never
day
know.
Age. Yeah, but you never know.
When Josh said the verdict was in, I was like, oh, this was quick. So I pretty much knew it was going to be all guilty.
Right.
So I just can't imagine what. I don't know, the cities would be right now if it was not guilty.
Right.
It'd just be chaos right now. So
oh,
that's,
yeah.
You know. And he definitely, you know, he killed the guy. So he deserves to go to jail.
Yeah. I think.
Simple as that.
I think we avoided, for now, riot season. So hopefully, you know, nothing crazy, even though there's mass shootings like all the time now. So only a matter of time before there's something like really, really crazy. I don't know.
No, Tone. Positivity.
Yeah, listen, I'm trying to, but every morning wake up, go on Twitter, and it's something yeah. new. So it's like, Jesus, relentless.
I know.
It won't stop. So America's
terrible.
Back.
America.
Yeah.
Yeah, America, man. Yeah.
Juice, anything?
No, it's, you know, I kept thinking that it's just a shame that, you know, justice, I guess, is done the right way.
Right.
But it doesn't bring the guy back to life. He's still gone and he's dead. And just,
yeah. And
just loss of life for nothing in an unnecessary way. It's just terrible.
Yeah. And drugs obviously plagued George Floyd in a big way. And, you know, I think the system just failed him altogether. Unfortunately.
Is he Steven Jackson's half brother? Is that what that is?
No. So just friends.
Yeah, they're just friends and they know each other. They're very close.
They're not related at all, cousins.
But they look alike.
That's
and that's
what it
how
was.
I guess
yeah.
they started calling Steven Jackson twin.
Oh, okay.
Or, I think twin was the nickname.
Yeah.
They just looked
Floyd,
exactly
you're right.
Floyd, he, I mean Floyd is big. He's a big guy.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think he was a basketball player at one point, but
oh, I thought they were like literally.
I don't think they're related, but they're very close, and they happen to look really, really similar.
Well, that's what yeah. it was. Yeah, that's how they bonded from the lookalike. I don't know where they met, but I think it was while Steven Jackson was playing for the T-Wolves. So, yeah, something like that. And I guess George Floyd's originally from Texas. Like they're from the same
yeah.
town or
Texas.
Some shit. Yeah, there was some other connection too that was like random, like that.
RJ, another three.
RJ.
RJ.
Yeah.
I love. So you know what? I also love. I love Theo Pinson.
Oh yes, he's the best.
The ultimate, ultimate cheerleader,
dude. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, it's like an actual craft. Like, he like has perfect. He might be the greatest bench player of all time, and it's like he's really going for that. You know what I mean?
And he just always looks so happy and like puts you in a good mood when you see that guy.
Yeah, absolutely. He's the best. It's like he's got like choreographed dances and like gets the other players involved. It's just like, it's so funny. But
speaking of, he was on the Nets, obviously. Yeah. When like, so let's talk about the Nets. Like, what's going to go on? What's going on?
So what's going on is exactly kind of what we saw, you know, happening.
I would think the Nets fans, Adam, and, you know, they might be starting to feel a little uneasy knowing that, you know, they're not going to have, like, almost any time to be really playing with each other. Hey, maybe that won't matter at all, but I would think it's eventually going to catch up in the playoffs.
You got to think.
It matters.
Yeah.
You need
team chemistry. It matters, right? You think it
matters. Yeah, you need team chemistry, especially with those guys. They're all superstars.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just by the odds, you got to think at least one of them, if not two, if not all three, are going to be injured in the playoffs. There's no way they get through the playoffs like just fully healthy.
And these are bad injuries, like a soft tissue hamstring with a guy like Harden, who is relying on movement all the time and exploding, you know, explosiveness. That's like the worst injury for him. Durant, what is it, like his thigh now, but his ankle too?
Something every week.
I don't know.
And Kyrie's a loose cannon. At any point, he can either get injured or his head might not be right and he just doesn't want to be in the game.
Just doesn't want to play, yeah.
Yeah.
But that team is so good. If they're like 80% healthy, I think they're going to be extremely tough to beat. Because even guys that aren't like the casual NBA fan, like Joe Harris is so good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know, man. But they have to get these guys back. But they said he's out indefinitely. It could be at least it could be a month from now.
How did he aggravate it? I mean, was he at Wingstop and he pushed the throw?
Who knows what he was doing, man? But he's definitely not in the best shape at all. So.
No.
How old is he?
31.
He is in his 30s. Okay.
Yeah. I think him and Steph Curry are the same age. By the way, Steph Curry.
Steph is older.
Curry's like 33 or 34.
Oh, shit. Is he?
Yeah. Steph is 30.
I feel like he's like mid-20s or like late 20s. Like he just, you know, he's the baby-faced assassin. Like he just, he'll never look like old, you know?
He's 33. Yep.
Okay. But he'll...
So what's that stat? He's got 6 games with over 10 three-pointers, and nobody in NBA history has more than 5 games with 10 three-pointers in their entire career. But he has 6 this season.
He's unreal. Like, just like... like, my favorite player to watch in the league, and just like... He always seems to still surprise me, you know? Like... this many years in the league, like, it's just unbelievable watching him, man. Greatest shooter of all time, and possibly could get his third MVP this year.
What's their record? They're like 500, right?
That's the problem. Yeah, the team's not. He probably won't win it. It's probably going to be Joker or Embiid, right? Or is Embiid? Did he miss too many games?
I don't know. We're gonna see how Joker does and how the Nuggets do without Jamal Murray.
Right.
Again, we gotta wait. See how this plays out. The Knicks win.
I'm looking at the net box score, and they have guys like Shamet, 15 points. Harris 19, Jeff Green 15, Griffin 12. Like, and they're winning at New Orleans. Like, they're just, their role players are really, really good.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I kind of do want to see what they look like full strength, but, you know, deep down.
Yeah.
Not really.
You know? Not really.
No. No. Nah. But Knicks tape, baby. Wow. 7 in a row. Hit that damn music.
Knicks are back.
Woo! Knicks are back, baby. Even bigger one tomorrow night.
Atlanta.
The Hawks. Yo, Atlanta. I thought the Knicks were hot. I thought the Celtics were hot. Hasn't Atlanta won like 10 straight?
Atlanta. Clint Capella, man, my fantasy freaking my man. He's on fire, young. They've been playing great.
Yeah, and who's the coach right now? I mean, he's kind of... Is it Nate McMillan?
I'm not sure.
Who took over for the Hawks, coach?
Well, Lou Williams is on Atlanta now?
Yeah, he got traded at the deadline.
Yeah, the deadline. Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that. Maybe that's a big part of it, too.
He's got 22 points tonight, so...
Let's see.
Bogdanovich has been playing well. They got
their coach is Nate McMillan.
Yeah, it was Nick McMillan. Yeah, ever since he took over, man, unbelievable. You know,
it's amazing. Yeah, he's an actual coach. So
yeah, and they're a fun team to watch. Knicks have their number this year, though, right? I think the Knicks are 2-0 against them. But tomorrow night's game is the most important. They gotta win that. And when this pod drops, you know, we'll know if they got their eighth in a row or if they were taken down, but it's huge. I mean, this is for seeding purposes, you know. This is
so
a big one, but 4 or 5, we'll be fine.
Gotta get that 4 or 5. Yeah. Gotta get the 4 or 5.
They're in a good spot. They're in a good spot. They just gotta keep on, you know, stay consistent. They're playing their best ball right now, it seems like. But
yep, they're 1-point favorites tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Man. Oh, it's gonna be a good game. Be a really tight game.
I wish so bad it was a capacity crowd. Ugh.
Yeah, I know. Figures when the Knicks are good, there's a pandemic going on and you can't have a full crowd.
Right, so. Right. We'll see by the, you know.
Sure.
I doubt by the, you know, because the realistically, what, the Knicks have another month? Nah, maybe longer than that. Month and a half left, possibly, if they get to the second round somehow. Would that be like another month and a half from now? So,
month and a half.
Yeah, there's no way it's gonna change that fast. Where more fans are gonna be allowed. I just don't see it.
The Knicks are playing meaningful basketball in May.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty good.
It's been a long time. How long? 7 years?
2 decades?
7 years, right? 14 with Melo, or is it?
Yeah.
Right?
Was 2013 the last year? Wow. Holy shit.
I think so.
It's been 8 years? Fuck.
So I'm looking at the standings now. If they win tomorrow, they have sole possession of 4.
Okay.
And that's such bullshit. I'm looking at the standings. Like, Chicago's 9 games under. And they would play a team in the 7 seed or whatever, 8 seed that's like above 500. I think that's kind of... First of all, why did they do this year? Because of the pandemic? This is not going to be every year, is it?
I don't know.
It's a combination of the pandemic and also 70... They're playing less games. 72 games.
Oh, the
so
less
they
games.
To incorporate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just hope this is not the norm going forward.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Right. Interesting.
We won't have to... The Knicks fan won't have to worry about that anymore. We're going to be top 4 for the next like 20 years, so it's whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a pleasure. It's been fun. Can't wait for tomorrow night's game.
And also, sure. Zion's coming to New York.
Oh my god.
Yeah. 10 years.
He's did you see that? That press conference was so strange. He was just smiling from ear to ear. It was just so weird. It reminded me of that when he was on Duke with RJ and he was just like screaming, "This is RJ's team."
RJ, should I come to the Knicks?
Hey, RJ.
He's like a 15-year-old in the jacked, like, I don't even know what you call him. He's like a unit, bro.
Yeah.
He walks so funny.
That voice coming out of that body is just not right. That's why I think we always laughed at that whole, you know, hey RJ, you know, because it's just like, whoa, that's what you sound like. But is what it is. So
yeah, whatever.
So, should we wrap this up?
Oh yeah,
yeah, sure.
All right, guys. Well, happy 420. Free Ghislaine, and
you gonna go celebrate or what?
Yeah, I've been celebrating, so, and I've been taking a break lately, too, so,
yeah,
you know, got to celebrate the holiday, though.
So. You got it, man. It's like Christmas for the guns, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. All right, a little take care.
Call me here.
Comb your hair.
You're welcome. You're welcome.